Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Animal's Eye View with Lizanne Flynn is a hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Lizanne will uncover life lessons for both animal and human from the animal's perspective and will share the wise voices of our wild animal companions. It's an animal's unquestionable intuition that guides Lizanne, a world-renowned animal communicator. Learn why your companion selected you and how you might experience love, compassion, and understanding for all animals. They're here to help us understand the mirror they are for our life journey. Lizanne will assist you in understanding animals as light beings here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? Now, here's your host, Lizanne Flynn.
Hey, everybody. I'm Lizanne, and you're listening to the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome, everybody. I am tremendously excited about the show today because I have one of my very special people on, Amanda Fiorino. And Amanda is going to be talking about her organization, Empower Shakti International, and we'll do a formal introduction of Miss Amanda here in just a few minutes. As some of you may or may not know, I live in the state of Colorado. And as some of you probably know by this point in time, Colorado has suffered just an absolutely devastating flooding from an unprecedented amount of rain that we just got here in the past week. And as Amanda and I were talking just before coming on air, the really interesting thing about this is that there's definitely a sense of community. You know, you think of your state where you live as a pretty big area, and probably it is, and Colorado is certainly not a small state by any stretch of the imagination. But I found myself this past week definitely having strong, strong feelings of empathy and compassion for those people who had their entire homes washed away, had their belongings washed away. It's affecting all of us here in the state of Colorado, I would just have to say. So I would invite you to, if you have a moment in your day, to take just a couple of minutes and send some love and light our way. We certainly are in need of that. And there are a number of different fundraising organizations that have just started up to help those people here in the state of Colorado who, again, are without everything in their lives, material possessions at this point in time. So if you feel so moved, I would invite you to do that as well. And we deeply appreciate it. The second thing that I would like to call your attention to today that actually was just in my inbox today, although I had known about it before, is that you can sign a petition, on change.org. And this one actually comes from the state of Colorado, and it's a petition, why am I keep on saying that, that is being driven by veterinarians in this area, and they are asking Colorado state legislatures to outlaw the declawing of cats. There's a really powerful movie and a little trailer of a movie that you can watch, and this was it's really wonderful because and I think this kind of goes along with what Amanda does in her life from an altruistic standpoint. It's called The Paw Project. There is a documentary, and I would invite you to go to www.thepawproject.com to see if this particular movie might be showing in your area. If you're here in the state of Colorado, the Denver Film Society on Wednesday, which would be a week from yesterday, September the 25th, is going to have a showing of this documentary. And again, what's really moving about it is that veterinarians themselves are coming to the point where they recognize that the declawing process and the declawing surgery is actually barbaric and actually belonged to a much different space and time than what we find ourselves in now, consciousness-wise. And the Paw Project documentary was actually initiated by a veterinarian herself. So again, if you are so moved, I would invite you to go to change.org. I think these are people that do wonderful things. Most of their petitions that come my way have to do with animals, and I absolutely sign those things. I think that a number of voices definitely count, and every single voice matters. And again, it's called the Paw Project, and it's an attempt to outlaw declawing, at least here in the state of Colorado. And who knows? And if I would invite you, if you again feel so moved and so empowered, is to go to change.org, and they have a little area that you can click on and you can start your own petition. So if you live in a state other than Colorado, I would invite you, if you agree with this and feel strongly about it, I would invite you to start your own petition, because it's by doing these little things one at a time that I think we can make a tremendous and an ongoing and sustained effort and energy that's can be absolutely transformative around the world. So that's enough for the announcements today. Again, everybody, thank you for joining us. There's a couple of ways that you can connect with us on The Animal's Eye View. Amanda and I are happy to take callers with any questions you might have. That number is 1-800-930-2819. You can also go to the website, Transformation Talk Radio. And on the right-hand side of the page, there's a little button that you can click that says make a comment now for instant feedback. And I promise to go ahead and check that on an ongoing basis. It does refresh every 10 seconds. And so I'll check into that and answer any questions or respond to any comments you might have. So without further ado, let me introduce to you Amanda Fiorino. Amanda is the founder and director of Empower Shakti International and has always had a calling in assisting women in need that is grounded in her studies as well as her work and life experiences. She attended the University of Massachusetts in Dartmouth in 2007, where she earned degrees in cultural anthropology with a focus in women's rights and English literature and criticism, centering on the discourse of women writers such as Adrienne Rich and Toni Morrison. She successfully integrated these two areas of study through her minor in women's studies. As president of United Brothers and Sisters, a student organization, she focused her attention on the successful representation and matriculation of students of color. She also advocated for the LGBTQ community through public speaking sessions, both within the classroom settings as well as publicly. It's not surprising, then, that Amanda should find herself as a Peace Corps volunteer in Mongolia in 2009. And throughout her time there, she assisted a local women's organization and aided in raising awareness for women's rights through seminar and public outreach concerning domestic violence, human trafficking, and alcohol abuse. She also assisted in the development of a project proposal for the creation of a women's shelter in order to support women suffering from abuse. Amanda has always been throughout her life a practitioner of yoga and other contemplative practices, and recognizing the powerful and healing capabilities of such practices, she became a teacher of yoga and contemplative practices integrated with neuroscience techniques. I love that, energy and science together. Amanda and I are maybe a couple of science geeks, which I think is an okay thing. Upon her return from Mongolia in 2010, she recognizes how unending the evolution of these skills are and has continued her education through various modalities. Her passion to utilize her knowledge and skills to improve the condition of people's lives has contributed to the creation of Empower Shakti International. And if that doesn't keep the woman busy enough, she also serves as a court advocate volunteer for Safe House Progressive Alliance for Nonviolence in Boulder and continues to raise awareness for women's rights throughout fundraising and other activities such as that. So without further ado, and I must have been speaking way too long this morning, Amanda, because we're already into a countdown to our first break. So, Amanda Fiorino, welcome to the Animal's Eye View.
Thank you very much, Lizanne.
It's a delight to have you here as usual. I should tell everybody that Amanda and I met originally at a place where she was working and learning and earning her certificate as a yoga instructor. And I was a Reiki practitioner there. And so that's how Amanda and I met.
What a wonderful way to have met. Very thankful for that.
Oh, me too. Absolutely. Absolutely. Definitely a blessing in my life. So just briefly, Amanda, before we go into our first break, where can people find you, first of all, and tell us, just give us the website for empowershakti.org.
Sure. It's actually that. It's www.empowershakti.org. And then my personal website for more of the other stuff that I teach is amandajadeyoga.com.
And the Facebook page for Empower Shakti is the same as the website?
It's called Empower Shakti International, and they can find us on there as well, which would be great. And there seems to be a little confusion because there is a closed group that you can join, and there's also our Facebook page, which is generally the first thing that should pop up when you put in Empower Shakti International.
So. Absolutely. Fabulous. So everybody, while we're heading into our first break, get yourself to Amanda's website, take a look around, come back with your questions. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be back after a short break.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at maryjanemack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Animal's Eye View with me, Lizanne Flynn, your host, and my special guest, Amanda Fiorino, on Transformation Talk Radio. We just barely got started with Amanda before we headed into the first break. So I want to really take our time and understand Amanda a little bit more. What makes Amanda tick? And I think a good place to start, I love the name of your organization, Amanda, Empower Shakti International. For those that might not be familiar, what does the word Shakti mean? What's the definition of that term?
Well, that's a really good question, because there are definitely a lot of them out there. The one that I've come to find, which is probably an amalgamation of all of them, it's the divine feminine spark in all of life. And it's a Sanskrit word based in yogic philosophy, Hindu terminology, I guess you could say, to some degree. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful word, and the force that it houses and the meaning that it houses, it's really quite malleable. And I'd like to say that it's similar to what you find in Chinese medicine and Chinese philosophy of yin yang, where it's the yin principle, the feminine principle. Except the difference between Shakti and yin is that Shakti is introduced to us and presented to us as a very active feminine principle rather than a passive one. Mm-hmm. But even more so, that what I love about the word so much is that it shares similar aspects that yin houses within itself. However, we've tended to, from I think a Western standpoint and from somewhat cross-culturally, perceived those feminine principles to be very passive, like love or compassion. Mindfulness. And what Shakti actually does is it asks us to reevaluate our understanding and our relationship to those words, and is showing us that, in fact, those very aspects of that feminine principle are, in fact, quite active and are quite powerful, which is why I love the word so much, and it doesn't require you to feel restrained or restricted by any kind of feminist principle. It's about tapping into the feminine force or the feminine spark inside of you, and how do you channel that? How does that choose to manifest itself in your life? And so there's no one way that it will do that, which is also why it's such a beautiful word, especially when you're talking about international development, because we're not coming from a Western feminist lens. We're coming from a standpoint of how can we harness what's already present and what's already there.
Well, and I love the word myself, and I really like how you put it together, empower Shakti. So it's empowering that feminist principle. And I think that for me, what immediately comes to mind is almost the warrior archetype that rests, I think, in femininity. And I think that, you know, the feminist movement, et cetera, et cetera. Sometimes I think people either make that kind of a stereotype or maybe do a generalization around it. But I'm resonating with what you said, because I think that everybody has that feminine. We're a mixture of masculine and feminine. And so everybody has that feminine warrior inside of them. And this is not, I don't think, a warrior that persona or role that's interested in domination or war or things like that, but it's more just an authentic kind of empowerment and a kind of standing firm in your own power and promoting the very aspects of the feminine principle, the feminine deity, if you will, that I think are really necessary in our culture.
Absolutely. I think that is beautifully stated, and I hope that I can just write that down when I re-listen to this thing, and I'm just going to quote you on it.
Okay, you can. I'll let you.
Because that was beautifully said, because that is what it's about. It's not about domination. It's about, because we operate off of that construct in society, or that paradigm that we have to have power over something. And Shakti isn't about power over something. It's about, like you said, stepping into your own truth and your own authenticity, and in that way, you're actually empowering others around you to do the same.
Right. And
so it's about
I think that's a collaborative force. Exactly. And I think that's a really interesting theory or maybe premise to think about, that men as well as women, and women as well as men, we both, as I said, have both the masculine and the feminine. And I think it's about that balance. And I'll go out here on a limb and say, you know, there was a point in time in this world, in some cultures, I'm thinking of the Minoan civilization, where it was matriarchal and matrilineal as opposed to patriarchal and patrilineal. And I think that feminine empowerment is something that's been missing, I would agree with you, from the Western culture for a while. And I think that's why it's so exciting to have organizations such as yours talk about empowering this feminine principle.
I agree. Again, I need to just quote you on stuff.
Maybe all my
talking have you as a spokesperson
kind of
for us.
Brain a little.
You know, it's well, it is an it's no sorry go ahead
neither do you
I'm sorry,
you go ahead.
Well, no, I was going to say to kind of from that line of thinking, it's the approach that we are taking that ties into this whole Shakti principle is the mindfulness piece, and they coalesce beautifully. And it's about developing these qualities inside of us from this feminine force, this feminine space, and paired with aspects of mindfulness, so that we step into these spaces of being and seeing rather than trying to look for something, or listening rather than just hearing something, or integrating rather than having this fragmentation in our lives. And all of those things interplay with the development of the individual and the development of the community.
Well, and when you talk about mindfulness, Amanda, I'd love for you to share your take on mindfulness. We're going to be heading down into another break with a couple of minutes left, but so often these days, you know, you hear that term kind of bandied about, mindful, be mindful. What does, from the Empower Shakti standpoint, does mindfulness, what's a good definition of that?
Well, my favorite that, this isn't verbatim, but I love the use of two words in particular from Jon Kabat-Zinn. And he had stated in a manner or less of saying, mindfulness is about developing a wise relationship to the present moment. And there's
lovely.
A lot, I mean, it's a very simplified version of saying it, but there's a lot in that, those very few words that he's used. And that wise relationship, so we'll kind of backtrack a little bit, because mindfulness itself isn't just this woo-woo, hippy-dippy, butterflies, unicorns, rainbows crap. it actually is a human trait, and oftentimes we'll experience it in a state form, that it's temporary, whereas the trait is long-lasting. It has a continuous impact on our lives and influence on our lives. And the more that we practice it, the more that we see it take, grounding or fortifying, so to speak, in our approaches, in the way that we interact with ourselves and the rest of the world. And for us, with mindfulness, I mean, it's a rabbit hole in the same way that talking about Shakti is a rabbit hole. But the more that you, this is the most beautiful way that I can probably put it as of recent research, I came across this really beautiful way of explaining it through cause and effect. Mm-hmm. And in the West, and in Newtonian concepts and allopathic traditions, in psychiatric communities and whatnot, we tend to see cause and effect as something in the external environment, something in our outer world is the cause, and the effect is what's going on inside of us, so our mm-hmm. internal experience. Whereas mindfulness and these wisdom traditions, what they've done over thousands of years is actually said the opposite, where they're going, no, in fact, the cause is what starts inside of you. So what you're developing, your perspectives, your beliefs, your values, are the very cause, and the effect is what you see in the outer world. So you are, which is actually really powerful, especially when we're talking about being agents for change in our community, because we are affecting change. Mm-hmm. We're the ones making the decision to see, or to develop, or to cultivate, or nourish what it is we want within our environment. So I would say, in terms of, to try and keep it really simple, in terms of Empower Shakti International and its mindful, the relevance of mindfulness in our approach, that would be it. It would be, how do we help women, investigate and understand the very social construct that they exist within and that influences them and impacts them, and how do they then work with it by developing themselves from the inside and then expressing that outward?
Well, and I think you're right. I think that is kind of a foreign concept to some people, and it is an incredibly empowering thing to be at the same time, and we can talk about this a little bit more after break. I think for some people, it's difficult to look out upon this world and say, wow, really? Really? I had a hand in this? You know, for both the good things as well as for the not so good things. But we could talk about a little bit more about that, because I think it's a fascinating subject. And I think some of the things that you're saying about it are absolutely incredible. And I'm going to have to write those things down. So everybody, I hope you'll stay tuned. We'll be back with Amanda Fiorino and Empower Shakti International after a short break. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
To the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call-In Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you, because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com. You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Lizanne Flynn, and you're listening to The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. Today, my very special guest is Amanda Fiorino. Amanda is the founder and executive director of Empower Shakti International. You can look up that website at www.empowershakti.org. And you can also go to, if you would please, Facebook and like her Facebook page, Empower Shakti International. And before we went into the break, Amanda and I were talking about mindfulness. And I think this is actually kind of a good segue into the other thing Amanda does, which is be an amazing and fabulous yoga instructor. And Amanda, before we went into the break, we were talking about the subject, the topic, the state of being, I guess it is, of mindfulness. From a yoga perspective, what are some things that people can do? Because again, as I said earlier, I think mindful gets bantied about, and I think sometimes people get kind of frustrated with, okay, I really want to be there. I want to be in this state of mind and to be mindful, but I don't think we necessarily give them the tools to say, okay, yes, meditation is great, but here are some other things. And for me, practicing yoga for as long as I have, yoga is definitely one of those vehicles to get to a state of mindfulness. What sort of things can you share with us about the connection between mindfulness and yoga?
I think that's a really great question. And I'm actually going to note something real quick too that you said that I think is in everybody's mind. And I actually had a student prior to the start of a class yesterday of mine, it seemed like he was sifting through his own mental terrain and was talking about, you know, I'm trying to remember the language that he used, which was great, where he said, all these things that you yogis are talking about consciousness, I'm trying to find, I'm trying to get to, I'm trying to, and I started realizing a lot of the language he was using from even how he was embodying himself in getting to my class.
Mm-hmm.
That he was seeking, and we are a society of seekers. I mean, we're very curious beings. We're curious creatures. We want to know. We want to understand. Our brain instinctively wants to know why. And it was wonderful listening to him kind of move through this space in his own mind. Because I mean, even some of the most I don't like the word necessarily, but advanced practitioners. They would never call themselves advanced, but, you know, in our eyes, we perceive them as advanced, would say that they still haven't mastered it. And I think that's a really crucial point to have when you step into any practice, is that it is a practice, that it's ongoing. And it's a continuous evolution of yourself and a continuous returning to self. And it was wonderful because what he was saying, essentially what he was hinting at, was that in the process of seeking, and it's also kind of in line with doing, we're a very big doing culture, we don't really necessarily always know how to receive, and we don't necessarily know how to sink back into something and let it present itself to us. And so he was talking about how he wants to, you know, he sometimes feels these conscious states and then he doesn't. And my question to him was, well, notice the difference, to start to discern what the sensation is like when you are in those conscious states and what is the feeling like when you're not. And even more than that, that whole seeking, because really you could, you know, in a lot of traditions, a lot of areas of study, we are consciousness. So it'd be like the eye trying to see the eye. And which is why I think it's kind of mind-numbing for the brain. So it's almost like when you think about the universe being infinite, and then your brain goes, well, no, it can't be infinite because it has to end at some point. Everything ends. And then when you come to that conclusion, your brain goes, well, okay, but what's after that?
Right.
So
exactly.
So kind of stepping into any practice, no matter what it is, that is asking you to be, like you're saying, that word that's thrown about, mindful, which is that present moment awareness. You're not caught in a time loop. You're not being drawn into the past or pulled into the future. You're actually present, and there's a lot going on in the present moment, And it's actually fairly overwhelming for people initially, which is one of the reasons why I think it can be really intimidating and almost fatiguing initially when you start to practice, because there is so much in one single moment going on. But to kind of move from that, from a yogic perspective, you can go in and practice yoga asana, which are the postures. And there's a wide variety out there today that you can tap into and source from yin to vinyasa to ashtanga to Iyengar. I mean, you name it, it's out there. So that can be a mindfulness practice in and of itself, because you're being mindful of the way the body is moving, the way that your breath is flowing, the things that your mind might be focusing on or pulling you away from. You can also, mindfulness can be done while you're drinking your coffee. You can actually cultivate it. You can sit there and experience through the five senses what it's like for tasting, or the smell, or the touch, the texture, what you're seeing. It can be a walk. You can do walking meditations. It can just be sitting outside and observing and looking at a leaf and being incredibly mindful of all of the different qualities and aspects of a single leaf. So I don't know if that is, in case you have a question off that.
No, absolutely. That's perfect. And it's interesting when you were talking, because what you were saying just so closely follows and mirrors one of my favorite books of all time, The Miracle of Mindfulness by Thich Nhat Hanh. And he was saying exactly the same thing that you were saying, Amanda, that you can find mindfulness in something as routine as washing dishes, as sitting there and having a cup of tea. And sometimes I think, you know, when I've taken people with me to yoga classes before, specifically my two sons, both of whom are in their early 20s, and a nephew who's mid-20s, about a third of the way through, not even that, maybe about a fourth of the way through the class, granted it was a vinyasa flow class, all three of them looked over at me dripping with sweat and was just like an oh my gosh kind of thing. I had no idea that yoga was going to be like this. And I think for a lot of people, I don't know, it almost feels like they think yoga is about a lot of breathing, which it is, most definitely it is about the breath. But sometimes I can't help but feel that people go into yoga because it's a good workout. And it seems like there's that whole kind of separating the spirit from the body's physical experience. So it becomes like how am I going to put this? Like an in-your-head sort of a thing, as opposed to like a whole mindful practice?
Yeah.
What's your take on that? Do you think that there's kind of a couple of different camps as far as yoga is concerned?
Oh, I would definitely say so. I mean, I even think if you sit 10 teachers down and ask them what yoga is and don't let them listen to what the other one is saying, you're going to come up with 10 different definitions of what yoga actually is. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's a testament at the same time to the word yoga, in the same way that it's a testament to the word mindfulness, in that it's about relationship and it's about experience. And so yoga we often just assume that yoga is the practice of the asanas, the postures, when really it's a whole world of something else. And, or even, not even something else, but just more. And I do completely understand what you're saying about the whole physical component that we've really tapped into, I guess, and almost gotten hooked on, so to speak, in our society.
Yes.
And I think part of that is because it's easier to understand. When you get into the subtler fields of experience, we have a lot of inner dialogue, particularly from the left hemisphere of the brain, that's coming and calling BS on us all the time and saying, well, this is a load of crap. Like, I mean, it's actually kind of amusing to sit when you start to engage a practice that is asking you to experience something far subtler than the gross body that you're very used to.
Yes.
And it is amusing because your brain does kick in. It goes, well, this is stupid. or this is a load of crap, or I don't feel anything, this is dumb. And and it's, I always find it amusing because my brain still does that when I sit down for things. It's like, is it working? I don't feel anything.
Hello, is this thing on? Tap, 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 tap.
Exactly. That's what it is. And so it's much harder. So the breathing, like you're saying, you know, like there, pranayama, the science of breath, is huge within yogic practices, more traditional forms too. And it's subtle. I mean, there's a lot to be had when you develop a sincere relationship with your breath and you realize just how much of an impact it has around your overall well-being and connection to life.
That's huge. And you know, even just, you know, working with people and inviting them to, you know, take, if you happen to be stressed, take 3 deep inhales and then exhales.
Yeah.
And just watch how magically, supposedly, although not really, because the body is so wise, beyond anything, that you allow yourself to kind of de-stress and you come back into this physical body and its state of awareness in and of the moment, and you come down out of your head, you know, because
yeah,
you're right.
Absolutely.
We kind of get locked up in our heads. Everybody, we're heading into another break. I want to make sure that everybody, I know I said it at the top of this section, but you can find Amanda at www.empowershakti.international.org and go definitely to her website page and like her website page. We'll be back after a short break, and we're going to talk a little bit more about all the wonderful things that Amanda is doing with Empower Shakti International. Everybody, stay tuned. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of Light. Get it now on our summer reading sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, Six Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab and place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code SUMMER. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
Everybody, welcome back. I'm Lizanne Flynn, and this is The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. My special guest today is Amanda Fiorino, who is the founder and executive director of Empower Shakti International. And we're talking about all things wonderful like yoga and mindfulness and what Shakti means. And this show is going to be archived on Transformation Talk Network. Under my host name, you can just go to that website, and it should be up probably within the next couple of days. I'll also post it on my Facebook page. And speaking of Facebook pages, you can also, I would invite you to go and like mine if you would please. It's www.theanimalseyeview.com. With a number one after it. My website is currently being revamped, but if you'd like to sign up for a newsletter or contact me in some way, that's just www.theanimalseyeview.com. All my info is on the contact page, and as I said, you can sign up for my newsletter as well. So, Miss Amanda, let's share with us a little bit more about the work that Empower Shakti International is doing, and what can people do to get involved? Is this something that's just relegated here to Colorado, or are there people across the country that can get involved?
So people can always get involved. We actually, one of the things that we do have are our third-party events, so that if people are very passionate about the work that we're doing, they can actually host an event for us as a fundraiser and a form of outreach, which is always something that we love having. In terms of, because we do our work predominantly really globally, there's nothing that they can necessarily volunteer for in helping with us implement the mindfulness-based training programs that we have, but events even in like the state of Colorado will have small events, and they can actually sign up to volunteer for those events, from just helping to set things up to getting the word out, even just smaller things if they specialize in something like marketing and they wanted to volunteer their time to help out with that, or you name it, and usually because we're in our infant stages, infant nonprofits need a lot of help and a lot of assistance, especially when it comes to funding. And that is the larger piece, really, that is probably our biggest hurdle. We recently had a silent donor give us $2,000 that we're running a match campaign for.
Oh, that's amazing. Wonderful.
I know, which is it was a massive blessing, and we just had an event last night here in Louisville, and we raised a little over $400 off of an hour and a half where we did a bhakti yoga flow and chanting, which was absolutely fantastic. And we also have two new staff members that joined our team for development. And one of them, she makes handmade, these incredibly beautiful handmade malas, and she donated a slew of them last night for 100% of the proceeds going to Empower Shakti. And we'll actually have those images of them up on the website for people to purchase, too. That's just a matter of time. We're going to have people taking photos of them and eventually getting them up there.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. And actually, we did have a listener come into the chat area, and this was coming from Moon up in Seattle, and she said, how can I get involved with Empower Shakti International around my area? And I would say, Moon, certainly go to Empower Shakti international.org. And there's actually an email address if you want to contact with questions of getinvolved@empowershakti.org. But certainly there's, I think the list is endless. On Amanda's website there, Empower Shakti, there's a yogathon, a silent auction, an art walk, hosting a dinner, a charity chess tournament. The list is endless. I know that Amanda and I have talked about having a psychic fair, which I think would be kind of fun support and promote Empower Shakti International. So if you don't find your questions answered by Amanda's website, I would invite you just go ahead and shoot off an email, and they would be more than happy to work with you and find out how you can best support them.
We would honestly love that. And part of our development is outreach and really expanding who knows about us and the work that we do. And what was her name? Can you say it again, Lizanne?
Her name was Moon, just the first name. But she's up in Seattle.
Beautiful name. For Moon, I would actually say, like you had just said, not to sound like a parrot, but to visit our website, and even more so in her area, if she's interested in holding an event for us, she can get in contact with us, and we can discuss the options and possibilities, and then we can send her things like bookmarks and postcard handouts and whatnot, little materials that she can use at the event, and we can also discuss with her who we are and what we do so that she has a language around it. And it's anywhere, too, people can get involved by, if they're yoga teachers or they're contemplative practitioners or teachers, they can donate a class and say all the proceeds from this class are going to go to ESI. And it's a really great way of getting involved from a very simple standpoint. It doesn't have to be a large production by any means.
Which is an excellent point to make, Amanda, because sometimes I think people really do want to help, and sometimes very direct, simple ways can be among the most powerful ways, I think, to support wonderful organizations such as Empower Shakti International. So that's excellent advice, absolutely excellent advice. So I can't believe that our time has just gone so so fast. I mean, what a surprise, right, Amanda? Not you and I getting together talking, and we'll just talk forever if they let us, but I don't think that they will, unfortunately. So what's within like the next minute or so, what would be one thing that you would invite people to take away with them about Empower Shakti International and yoga?
Well, to try it.
Nice. Nice.
First off,
good.
To actually
I like it.
Go out and experience it and experience mindfulness and our website and any number of others out there, any number of other organizations that implement mindfulness-based practices, and to just start to see the shifts that happen in your life, because they really are incredibly transformational, and it's usually from a space where you least expect it. It's not it doesn't make a grand entrance in your life. It actually makes it in this subtle way that you wake up one day and you start to realize, oh my God, this actually is working for me. It's incredible, and it usually doesn't, from a lot of people who start it, it usually only takes a week to actually see that shift.
Absolutely. Amanda, thank you so much for being on the show today and for sharing such great information. And I want to thank everybody for listening, for tuning in to Transformation Talk Radio. Amanda and I think I could speak for Amanda, said we had a wonderful time. Please join me every Thursday at noon Eastern, 10 a.m. Mountain, 9 a.m. Pacific for the Animal's Eye View. Take very good care of yourselves and your animal companions this week. And remember to say to yourself and to them at least once a day, I love you. I'm Lizanne Flynn, and this has been the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. See you next time.
been listening to The Animal's Eye View with Lizanne Flynn. Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? For more information and to schedule a personal session with Lizanne, visit theanimalseyeview.com. That's theanimalseyeview.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life.
For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.